When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Get Over It, the Intuitive Transformation Podcast for exceptional 21st century living. Got a question for you. Do you want to be healthy? Do you want to feel good? Do you want to lose some weight, especially with the holidays coming up now? Do you think it's impossible to lose weight during the holidays? Well, that is not the truth. And back with us is Cheryl Meyer, and she's our health muse. And we're going to be talking today about the food quality. What are you putting in your body and how is it affecting you? How to put the right stuff in and keep the wrong stuff out. And we're going to focus on organic versus conventional versus GMO. And I'm going to add one that she didn't know I was going to add, and that's versus natural. Because I went to the store the other day and I looked at a natural chicken and an organic chicken. I'm like, WTF, which one do I buy? So we're going to clear up all those questions for you, okay? So this is going to be a very informative show. And plus, we got some free information for you, some free stuff. So, you know, we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. So stay with us as you learn to take control of your health and get a lot healthier than you are. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release your BS that is holding you back. The real question is, are you truly ready to? And by the way, folks, BS is belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners, intuitive since birth. I'm a third-generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for professional and personal transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I'm the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I authored Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book, and Masterful Choice is the Key to Easy, Effective Change. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your life to the fullest. My clients say that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. To find out more about me and the services I offer, go to my website, MoniqueChapman.com. I invite you to like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. You can also sign up for my opt-in newsletter, Intuitive Living, and again, that's from my website. Hey, our health muse is in the house. Cheryl Meyer is back with us. She is the author of If It Feels Good to Feel Good. The title is It Feels Good to Feel Good, not if, but It Feels Good to Feel Good. Learn to Eliminate Toxins, Reverse Inflammation, and Feel Great Again. It's available on Amazon, every place else. It's a pretty thick book. It covers everything you want to know about, you know, putting food into your body and getting your body healthy again. And it's workbook style, so you know you can actually write in it and take notes and refer back. Okay, so please do check that out. And Cheryl has been kind enough to start a series with me. And, you know, we're going to focus it around food quality. So food quality matters. And how you can affordably gain better health through what you're ingesting into your body. Okay, and I want you to go to check out her website, and that is CherylMHealthMuse.com. Again, that's CherylMHealthMuse.com. Welcome back, Cheryl.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
I am so glad that you are here, too. I took notes, and I got them all over the place. Don't know where to start, but let's jump in right here. Why is it so important that the quality
of the food that we ingest matters to our health?
Well, let me start off with just a quick background of how I ended up writing this book. 7 years ago, I woke up one morning and everything in my body hurt. So I went to my conventional doctor, and she ran tests, and I went back, and she ran more tests, and I still hurt, and I went back, and she ran more tests. And finally, she called me and said, there's nothing wrong with you. It's in your head. I said, well, obviously something's wrong with me. Every muscle and joint in my body hurts. So I have my own jewelry business. I turned it over to my staff, and I started researching. And what I came across was I probably had autoimmune disease, which is true. I do. Mm-hmm. And the two things I could do right away that would have show improvement in my health was to lower my stress and eliminate toxins in my life. So I started researching toxins. And I have eliminated hundreds of them in my journey to lose my physical pain and reduce my inflammation. And along the way, it led me to what's called a functional doctor, who is a root cause doctor. And between eliminating all these things and going to a different kind of medical doctor, she graduated with her medical degree from Yale, but she practices a new kind of medicine. So between all those things, I have no pain today. I will always have autoimmune disease. I do get some what's called flares, but that means I could gain 5 pounds overnight, but I don't get the pain with it anymore. So if no matter what, if you're healthy and you want to stay healthy, or if you're sick and you want to get healthy, the toxins that I'm going to talk to you about eliminating over the course of this series will help you accomplish that.
Okay. So, folks, you know, this is all about... Yeah, this is about taking control of our health, okay? You see what the government is doing or what they're trying to do. And even if they weren't trying to do it, you know, as far as taking away health care, it's important that you control your vehicle, okay? Because you know how you feel better than anybody else. A doctor can't really tell you how you're feeling. They like to tell you how you feel, but they really can't tell you how you feel. So if you take control of yourself, okay, it will definitely assist you in feeling a whole lot better. So, Cheryl, let's just jump right into it. Let's talk about, you know, one of the main causes that we either gain health or get ill, and that's ingesting food. So let's just jump right in and talk about the state of the food today. What are we generally eating?
Well, we're eating the standard American diet, and it is loaded with poisons. And so the first place that I started was understanding our food system and what I was putting into my body. And food can either make you well or it can make you sick as heck. So what you put into your body is really important. And I didn't understand GMOs. I live in California. It had been on the ballot. I never really understood it. It did not win, so we still have GMOs here in California as well as everywhere else. But I didn't understand them, so that's where I started. Why was it important to buy organic? What are they doing to our conventional crops? And what does it mean if it's genetically modified? And the industry, the food industry, purposely tries to confuse you. One of the big pushbacks I get on genetically modified food is they say, well, we've been engineering food for thousands of years. And that's true. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the food industry actually changing exactly the whole thing about that food to be something that it's not, that would never have happened naturally in any way. And I think we'll start with GMOs, if that's okay.
That's fine. That's where right into it.
That's where the biggest confusion is. Okay, let's talk about what is a genetically modified plant. It is only considered genetically modified if one of two things happens to it, and both of them would never have happened in nature. The first one is really yucky, and that's where they are actually inserting BT toxin into the plant so that it grows with this toxin in it. So, of course, when you eat it, you're eating this toxin. So what does this toxin do? Well, when a bug eats the plant, it blows up his little stomach, and so it doesn't get attacked by pests. Sounds like a good idea, right? Well, it also kills all the good gut bacteria. Those bugs all get to die. When it gets into your gut, It duplicates itself, so it's the gift that keeps on giving. So you have multiple poisons growing in your gut, going into your blood system and poisoning your body. Mm-hmm. And they said that it was going to reduce the use of herbicides and pesticides, which has ended up not to be true. They are using more and more herbicides and pesticides so that they mm-hmm. can grow these products. So when they use all the herbicides and pesticides, that's ripping all the good minerals and all the great stuff out of the earth, so that when the plant is trying to pull minerals into it, which your body needs to function, it can't mm-hmm. find them there because of all the herbicides and pesticides. So every way you look at it, if the food is in category one and it's using BT toxin, then it's not healthy for the earth, for you, for your body, for anything. And so it's a big problem. Now, the other thing that BT toxin does is it's ruining our bee and our butterfly population. And if we don't have pollinators, we don't get food. So this is even more disastrous in our food system. So mm-hmm. let me tell you what things are genetically modified, because it's kind of eye-opening. Canola oil is 90% genetically modified. And even if it was organic, canola oil is not good for you. They actually named it canola because it comes from Canada and it rhymed with granola. So they thought it sounded
really
healthy and it would trick you. Yes. So don't use canola oil. And you have to be careful when you go to restaurants, because that's what they use. Even if they're telling you that it's olive oil, it's an 80-20 blend canola olive oil. So if they're telling you that they're using olive oil, ask to see the bottle, because it's usually not. Okay, then sugar beets are 90% genetically modified. Papaya mm-hmm. that's grown outside of the United States is genetically modified. A lot of our corn now, and certainly all the corn that's going into animal feed, is mm-hmm. GMO. Oh, there's a second kind of GMO that I need to talk to you about. It's GMO Roundup Ready, so I need to explain what that is. Sweet corn is GMO Roundup Ready. Soy is GMO Roundup Ready. 90% of soy is genetically modified. Cotton is GMO Roundup Ready. So even if you're buying cotton sheets and cotton clothing, you're getting a healthy dose of toxins through your
wow.
skin. And summer squash and zucchini, there's 40 chemicals that were recently tested on a zucchini. So, you know, be aware. Now, I told you about category one, which is the BT toxin genetically modified.
Mm-hmm.
The other category is where they make the plant, they muck around with its genetics and make it something that's called Roundup Ready. Roundup is glyphosate, and if you read the news, you will notice that in San Francisco, a landscaper who was spraying a schoolyard in a complete suit who got lymphoma sued Monsanto and got a big law firm behind him. So for the first time, they got Monsanto's records about Roundup, and mm-hmm. it ends up Monsanto has known for 20 years that Roundup creates cancer. So they got all the records, and he won $300 million. And as a result of that lawsuit, there are now 9,000 cases against Bayer, who just recently bought Monsanto, about mm-hmm. the use of Roundup. And it's used everywhere. It's used on the plants that are made to be Roundup ready, only it's really used in massive amounts on those plants. It's used on all our conventional crops. It's used on school grounds. It's used on golf courses. It's used on public places like next to the sidewalks. They're mm-hmm. spraying Roundup on everything, and that stuff is getting through our skin and causing cancer, which is why cancer is on the rise.
Let me ask you a question. Now, you say Roundup Ready, and like you said, sweet corn is Roundup Ready. So does that mean that the vegetable has been somehow modified to accept the Roundup easier?
Yes, it has been modified so that they can use much greater amounts of Roundup on it.
Wow.
Wheat is a good example. You know, a lot of people think they're gluten sensitive. When I got sick, I thought I was gluten sensitive. Mm-hmm. Ends up, I'm not gluten sensitive. I am glyphosate, which is Roundup sensitive. And what they do with wheat is they pour Roundup on it because it puts the plant into shock, which gives them a bigger yield. And then all those chemicals don't get washed off. They go right into your bread and all your processed foods. And so that you're getting, every time you eat conventional wheat that's not mm-hmm. organic, you're getting this huge dose of Roundup in your product. So I'm not gluten sensitive. I am glyphosate sensitive. And my doctor did test me for glyphosate, and I'm loaded mm-hmm. with it. So I'm working on detoxing that stuff out of my system now. And if I'm loaded with it, trust me, probably all of
everybody
you are loaded
else.
With it too.
Yeah.
It's pretty frightening.
Wow. I mean, it's just amazing how this is done, because in some countries in Europe, they don't even allow GMOs. Why is it here in America that we're so ready to poison our citizens?
Because there's too much money passing, honey. I got really angry when I first started doing my research that the government is not only not protecting us, but promoting these people. The U.S. government agency that takes care of this category are usually ex-Monsanto executives running it or future mm-hmm. Monsanto executives running it. So that it's been a revolving door of people who are promoting things and not putting a stop to things that are going to be good for them in the long run. And there's a lot of money passing to all of the other people in Washington about this too. So mm-hmm. My call to action is join me. Stop buying this stuff, because the more that we resist buying this stuff, they will then start to listen up and pay attention. There's a organization called the Institute for Responsible Technology, and it's his belief that if we can see just a 5% shift in spending habits, 5%, then they will pay attention to us and stop doing this and start to promote things that are organic and better for us. And there's all kinds of things that are broken about the system. Yeah, you want to ask, why is organic so expensive? Because it's uh-huh. so controlled. It is so controlled. Can you hear that in the background? I have a workman in here.
No, you're that. Fine. You're fine. Don't worry about
okay. it. The rest of our conventional food crops, our GMO food crops, they're letting them do anything they want. But if it's an organic farmer, he has all kinds of controls on him. He has to keep all kinds of paperwork. He mm-hmm. has to pay all kinds of money to be certified organic. So, you know, who can explain? I think it's great that they want you to know you're really getting organic if it says certified organic, but where the heck are they with the rest of our food system? And to even make it worse, they are supplementing income for our conventional farmers
yeah.
who are farming using these toxins.
Yeah.
And the poor organic guy, he's getting killed with extra some. Expenses, and he gets no money extra to help him at all.
Yeah.
So it's insane. It's an insane system.
It truly is. So let's back up a bit and let's talk about what is natural eating and what is clean eating.
Natural is a term that has no regulation. It is something that people can just put on their label, and it doesn't mean anything. It certainly doesn't mean that it's more healthy, and mm-hmm. it certainly does not mean that it is toxin-free. The label that you're looking for is organic, because then you know, because these people are going through and dancing through so many hoops, uh-huh. that it's clean. So what you're looking for is organic. And you, if it's processed food, or like I use Applegate meat products, lunch meats, uh-huh. I only buy the organic Applegate, because then I know that it is as toxin-free as they can make it, because it's regulated to be toxin-free. Mm-hmm. So if you're buying any kind of processed food, you want to keep it down to very few ingredients, and you want to know what those ingredients are so that you know you're not getting your heavy dose of toxins when you eat that product. If you're buying real produce, there's actually a list called the Dirty Dozen and the Clean mm-hmm. 15 that EWG, the Environmental Working Group, puts out every year, where they wash the vegetable and scrub it 4 times, and then they test how many toxins are on it. And the Dirty Dozen Plus are 18 items that if it's on that list, you buy organic, period. I was just talking about the fact that potatoes have something like 39 different nasty poisons on them if it's conventional. They're on the list. And the Dirty Dozen are things that are like that, that it's worth it to buy organic because your body cannot handle all of those poisons and they will eventually make you sick.
Some of those things that are on that list, I mean, like strawberries, people wouldn't think about, or like apples even. I mean, this is kind of like apple season. All domestic blueberries? I mean, seriously?
Well, strawberries are number one. I had somebody go, strawberries? I love strawberries. It's because they're so low to the ground. They get pests really easily, so they are heavily sprayed. And so there are lots and lots of toxins on that little strawberry to bring them to market. That's not true if he's organic, but it is true if he's a conventional strawberry. Mm-hmm. Apples, there are organic apples, but if it's a regular apple, they're actually spraying the ground so that the toxin goes right up through the root system and comes out in the flower. So it's built into the apple and it's loaded with poison. So you got, and there is now a new genetically modified apple. So if you weren't getting enough toxins before, now you're getting that healthy dose of BT toxin along with it, which is disgusting. So in the free information that will be under this show, I gave the list of the Dirty Dozen, so that Dirty Dozen Plus, so you know what to avoid, and that's where you spend your money on organics. And then there's also a Clean 15 on that card. The Clean 15 are the things that you do not have to buy organic. You can buy them wherever you find them because they're not heavily sprayed with poisons. So it gives you the option to buy those things conventionally because they're relatively safe compared to everything else.
Okay, so let me ask a question. Number one on the Clean 15 is sweet corn. So if you go into your local Safeway and you see sweet corn, is that going to be organic or is that, you know, part of the Clean 15 or is it something you really need to
change.
Investigate?
It's starting to change. I buy my sweet corn from the farmer's market. And I know my farmers at the farmer's market, so I know that they're growing without pesticides and herbicides. It is only in the last year that it has started to become GMO Roundup ready. So it is, I would imagine that next year it's going to drop off of this list because right now it's still on here. The majority of the sweet corn that's in the grocery store is not a problem, but that's not going to be true as we go forward.
Okay, because I would see it, and I just wouldn't buy it, and I love corn, but I wouldn't buy it because I was like, no, it's just going to poison me, and my love for corn is so great that I would eat too much of it and, you know, be poisoning myself even more.
Wow. And I do buy from farmers at the farmer's market that are not certified, but I have conversations with them about what do they do about pests. And what do they do about fungicides and things? Because there are natural things that they can do. And if they're there, they have, number one, passed the first round to be at the farmer's market. And then if they're knowledgeable about, you know, what kind of plants they grow around their crops and all of that to keep the pests away, it's cheaper if they're not certified. So I go ahead and buy from them. And I don't make myself crazy, because you do the best you can do to eliminate as many toxins as you can. It's about toxic load. So if I'm buying at the farmer's market, I'm out there in trust that they're telling me the truth, and they have gone through a rigorous thing to be part of the group at my farmer's market anyway, so that it's fairly safe that I'm assuming that I'm not getting a healthy dose of toxins with what I'm buying there.
Yeah, well, I've discovered at the farmer's market, I'm up in Northern California, and when I go to the farmer's markets around here, you know, you sit down and, well, not necessarily sit, but you talk to the farmer, and they are so happy to share with you their process and what they do. Sometimes it's like, well, I'm sorry I asked, because now I need to go and you want to talk to me for another hour. But they're really open and honest, and I think that's
yeah, and they want you to come to the farm and see what they're doing. Uh-huh. I'm in Los
yeah.
Angeles, so I'm not exactly close to any farms, but they want you to be there. And understand how important this is. If you keep eating poisons, you're going to pay eventually. I was not paying any attention to this. So I'm loaded with herbicides and pesticides, and it's part of the reason that I got sick. So now that I'm lowering my toxic load, my pain has gone down unbelievably. What you eat will either make you sick or it will make you well. And you need to eat real food because you need all those beautiful nutrients so that your body has the right ingredients to keep you healthy. And the most interesting thing about the body is it wants to make you be well, but you got to give it the right building blocks. It's kind of like computers, garbage in, garbage out. If you feed your body garbage, which is all the processed food, which has no nutritional value, and the fast food that's all just made up of chemicals, if that's what you're feeding your body, or you're feeding it all these GMO, BT toxins, and Roundup, your body is going to be sick because you're giving it nothing to be well on. So eating real food that is clean food, that is organic food, will mean that you don't have heavy medical bills at the end of the road. It's kind of like pay now or pay later. I found a quote, you think it's too expensive to buy organic. Have you priced out cancer lately? That makes me stop and think.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Now, we've talked about GMOs and vegetables, but what about meat? Like I said at the beginning of the show, I was, I think it was Safeway, and they had Rocky Chicken, which is organic, and then they had Foster Farms, and one label said it was organic on one package, and the next one said natural, and the other one said nothing. So I knew to leave the nothing one alone, but I couldn't figure out if the natural or the organic. So I finally went with the organic, but...
If you're going to buy chicken, you want to buy one of two things. You want to buy organic, free-run chicken, which means he gets to be out in a pasture, running around, eating his natural diet. Or you want to buy kosher, because if it gets the kosher label, he's been pretty well monitored that he's clean. The other chickens, including cage-free, not only is he getting all the GMO feed, but he's really close with all his little buddies in the pen, so he's got stress hormones that have gone berserk. He's getting antibiotics to make sure that he lives long enough to make it to your plate. He's getting hormones so that he gets big and fat so that they can get more money for him. Organic chickens are skinny. They're back the way the chickens were on your great-grandparents' farm. And so they want them to be as big as possible, but by what they feed them, all those things are harming your body. 20 years ago, I used to go to Thailand for my jewelry business, and the chicken was so delicious there because they were coming from people's backyards. And I didn't know why the chickens were so delicious. It's because they were eating what they were supposed to be eating. Our chickens don't get to eat what they're supposed to be eating, and this includes chicken eggs. I only buy Vital Farms, because their girls, as they say in their little pamphlet, get to run around and live the life they were meant to live, and they're eating insects, which makes their eggs more yummy, and I can definitely tell the difference.
Okay. So does it make a difference, the color of the egg? I mean, you know, some people say that, oh, you have to buy the brown eggs because they're so much better.
No.
I'd read someplace that it didn't make a difference, but I was just wondering.
Yeah, no, doesn't make any difference at all. What makes a difference is whether or not he is a pastured chicken, getting to eat what he's supposed to eat without any of the added things that they're doing to keep him going and make him fat. So, and I have plenty of my own stress hormones. I have learned to control my stress, but I sure as heck don't need stress hormones from the animals I'm eating. So I eat pastured meat, period. I eat pastured beef. I eat pastured pork. I eat pastured chicken. And lambs only like to eat grass, so you're safe there. But you want to eat pastured, and so, yep, it's more expensive. So what do? Well, I am partly vegan and partly paleo, which means I'm trying to remember what it's called. I'm pagan.
Okay.
And that means I eat 75% of my plate is vegetables, organic vegetables without the poisons. Mm-hmm. Only the rest of it is meat, and it's a much smaller portion than I used to eat. The rule of thumb is it shouldn't be any bigger than the palm of your hand or the size of a deck of cards. So you're going to be eating less meat because you don't need all that meat you've been eating, but you're going to be eating quality meat so that you get all the good nutrition that's going to come from that animal as well. And he's a happy animal. He won't have all the stress hormones in him. He doesn't have all the hormones put in him. He doesn't have all the antibiotics putting in him, which is making us antibiotic resistant, which is causing all kinds of problems. So you need to eat whatever meat you eat. You need it to be, again, clean meat, organic meat, pastured meat. And if you're vegan and you're eating soy, it's mostly genetically modified. So you need to make sure you're eating clean soy or organic soy if that's where you want to go.
Well, I have actually have an interesting story about soy. There was a woman that I knew. She was a fellow psychic. Her name was Odette. I won't say her last name. And she passed away several years ago. She had contracted breast cancer, and she was a big soy eater. I mean, she was a strong proponent of soy. Soy this, soy that. Everything was soy. And she would turn her nose up at you if you ate like a steak or something. And when she came down with cancer, she was actually moved to Hawaii, and she was trying to figure out, you know, why it came, this, that, and the other. So she did research, and she discovered that it was all the soy that she was putting into her body, even though it was supposedly organic soy. So you might want to just take a, you know, little get that.
Yeah, soy is an interesting subject. You can read qualified people on both sides of the issue if you're eating organic soy. There are things in soy that are endocrine disruptors. So there is one side of the argument is that they interrupt your body from having its natural ways of, like endocrine disruptors are why our little girls are now maturing so much earlier than they used to be. And they're actually hurting our little boys of having enough sperm so that we have a crisis coming down the road from the endocrine disruptors, which are several different things, or whether or not we're even going to be able to propagate eventually because of what they're doing to our food supply. But I also heard Dr. Weil, who was the first integrative doctor, I went to hear him give a lecture, and he said that if you're eating organic soy, the plant itself is a complete unit, so that what causes the endocrine disruptions is also taken care of by the other parts of the plant. So you got to do your own research and make your own decisions. Soy for me is something I cannot eat. It's one of my 18 food sensitivities. So I have done some research for it for my book, but I didn't have to make a decision because I can't eat it anyway. And remember, genetically modified soy didn't start until the middle of the 90s. That's when genetically modified foods started to go into our food system. That's when we started getting all these illnesses, and I believe it's what's wrong with our medical system, why we're going broke, because we can't keep up with all of the illness that's so rapidly developing in all of us, and it's all started with them, with the spraying of Roundup and the genetically modified foods back in the 90s. And even I had three cats. My last cats made it to 20 and 23. I lost these at 12, 14, and 16. And dummy me, I wasn't thinking about the fact that I was feeding them genetically modified cat food. And so I significantly lowered their life expectancy because I wasn't paying attention to what they were eating while I started to research what I was eating. So, you know, this is impacting all of us. And to make it even worse, babies are now being born with a heavy toxic load that's coming right through the mother's placenta.
Yeah.
So they're starting off right out of the bat with allergies and problems. So because they have a heavy toxic load right from the beginning. So this is really important stuff to pay attention to for everybody.
Okay, it's almost frightening to a degree. I mean, you think about it, you know, you're young and you're going to have your baby, and if you're heavily loaded with toxins, that is a negative to start with. And then if you continue to eat things that increase that load, it's almost like the baby doesn't have a chance. But, you know, folks, you can turn it around.
Yeah, your breast milk and everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can turn it around.
It can be turned around. That's the beauty. If you clean up, it can be turned around. The body wants to ditch the toxins. So if you stop putting all the toxins in, the body will start to lower your toxic load. It's really, I mean, it's an incredible machine, and I'm going to call it a machine, but it is perfect in how your body was created so that everything you need is there as long as you don't put the garbage in it. The body can keep you going, can get you to be healthy, can keep you healthy. And on that subject, people think that they're born with a certain genetic propensity to get disease. Mm-hmm. And it ends up, that's true, but it's mostly not true. You do inherit a certain genetic propensity. But whether you turn the switch on or not all depends upon how healthy your gut is and what you're putting into your body to keep you well. If you're putting in garbage, then your microbiome is where the disease begins. So that if you're eating healthy, you may never turn that switch on and you may never get that cancer that your mother had or that your great aunt had or whatever. It's not guaranteed that because you got that gene, you're going to get that disease. If you eat a clean life that's toxin free, you're not going to get that disease because your microbiome is going to be strong enough to protect you.
Okay. Now, you said earlier that, you know, you went to see a functional doctor, and the functional doctor gets to the root cause of the dis-ease and helps you heal. How can one qualify a doctor or functional doctor that they may be talking to? I mean, you know, you, the AMA doctors, you've got the good, bad, and the ugly. I would think the same thing with functional doctors. So what questions or what should someone look for in deciding to work with a functional doctor, especially since they're probably not covered by someone's health care plan?
Actually, mine is, but I called 50 different offices in L.A. looking for someone who was a root cause doctor who accepted insurance, and I only found two at the time, but then this was 7 years ago. The good news about if they're a functional doctor is they probably got sick, which is why they decided to become a functional doctor instead of a conventional doctor. And then they put the time in to get additional training and certification from functional medicine, so they're certified. So they're certainly going to be competent if they're a functional doctor, and you can find them by going to iffrankmmary.org. And then in the upper right-hand corner, you can put in your zip code, and it'll tell you everyone, whether they're a full medical doctor or a naturopath or a registered nurse with functional training. Everybody is there in the database. And then I would call them, and I would ask them questions. I called all the office managers and asked, did they really practice root cause medicine? And I want to explain what that is in a minute. Did they really practice that, and did they take insurance? And I lucked out. I found I drive an hour to see her, but she's worth it. And honest to God, she has saved my life. And like the other functional doctors, she got sick. She decided to go for the additional certification because she couldn't help herself. And so, and they're much more nutritionally educated. They know what good foods are that you should be eating. They know what the good supplements you are that you should be taking to support your body. A conventional doctor gets less than half a day on nutrition. So when he tells you something like lose weight, but he doesn't give you any suggestions, it's because he doesn't know. That's not what he learned. And medical schools were started by the pharmaceutical business. That one shocked me. And so, and that's where they get most of their information if they're a conventional doctor. Their source of information is their pharmaceutical reps. So they listen to you, they hear the first complaint, and then down the chute goes a pill, and that's what they recommend because that's how they've been trained. A functional doctor, on the other hand, what my doctor said to me right from the beginning is she said, Cheryl, you're sitting on a tack. let's go find that tack. So she did totally different tests than the conventional doctor did. The conventional doctor ran an allergy test. The only thing I was allergic to was the tape that kept the test on my back. My functional doctor ran a sensitivity test. I had 18 of them. The difference between an allergy and a sensitivity, and conventional doctors don't believe in sensitivities, by the way, but the difference is an allergy, like peanuts, you eat it, your body will react immediately and it could kill you. A sensitivity, you eat it and it starts a slow burn, which is what inflammation is, and it eventually goes through your gut wall and your body doesn't know what it is. And so your immune system starts to attack it because your body is sensitive to it, and that's what creates autoimmune disease. And that little particle that goes through your leaky gut, which you'll hear people talking about, it's become a buzzword, it starts to mimic wherever you're weak in your body. For me, it was my joints and my muscles. For somebody else, it might be their thyroid, and they'll get Graves' disease or Hashimoto's. For somebody else, it might be their skin, and they'll get psoriasis or eczema or acne. For somebody else, it could be their brain, and they'll get Parkinson's disease or dementia. For somebody else, it could be their lower intestine, which is Crohn's disease and other things. So sensitivities are the slow burn that eventually starts to create disease and inflammation. And I had 18 of them, and when I eliminated those 18 foods, I got almost immediate relief from my pain. It was amazing. So the test that my doctor had me take was something that can only be ordered by a doctor, but I have recently found a group in Seattle where you can order the test, prick your finger and send it to them and do it on your own. And I had my husband take both the test that my doctor had me take and the one in Seattle, and it came out pretty much with the same thing. So it's you can at least get a good idea what your sensitivities are. And if you order the test from Meridian Valley in Seattle, I'm not getting paid for saying this.
Okay,
I'm just happy
I
can have my clients do that. It's called Meridian Valley. Meridian Valley, and they're in Seattle. If you order the test and you take the test and you send it in, you get 1 hour with their medical doctor explaining what the results mean.
Okay. Okay, so that'll be on the show notes, guys. So just, you know, go to the show notes. And also, we mentioned earlier that Cheryl is giving away some free stuff. So, Cheryl, tell us what you're giving away. And again, that link will also be in the show notes.
I'm giving a sheet with 20 ways to save on food. And the number one tip is it's starting to go across the country. It's not everywhere. It is in San Francisco and Los Angeles and San Diego. Chicago, Maryland, I think Austin, Texas, there are places where it is available. There's a new food service that is buying up the produce that's organic that has hiccups. So it's not a perfect bell pepper. Maybe it has a big dent in the side, but it still has all those gorgeous nutrients from a farm that's close to you, so it's loaded with goodness. Or they buy things that are in excess that the grower doesn't have an outlet for. So you get this food at a discounted price, and it gets delivered to your front doorstep. It's fabulous. I was buying directly from the farm, and it's a lot less to buy from imperfect produce. So look them up. If they're not in your area yet, you can put in your zip code, and they'll let you know when they show up. But their intention is to go out to the whole country. And the other big advantage of doing business with them is they are saving food waste, which is huge. We throw away, in spite of the fact that we have areas that can't get real food and poverty and people who don't get to eat correctly, we're throwing away dramatically large amounts of food. And they're buying all that up when it's freshly grown and selling it to you at a discounted price. So it's a win-win-win. I love this company.
Okay. Well, I would love to see some of this food find its way into food banks, because there's so many people today dependent on food banks, not because they're not working or whatever. It's just that there's not enough money to go around, or they need to stretch you know, their money right. wherever they can, so they take advantage of, you know, food banks. And I've seen some pretty interesting stuff come out of there. I had a client who was utilizing a food bank, and oh my goodness, she went and they gave her a crate of corn, okay, and it was molded, completely molded, top to bottom, through and through. And I'm like, why would they even mold it?
Good God.
And there was mold growing on the corn. And it's like, why would they even bother, you know? I was just blown away.
No. And once the mold is on the plant, it has little spores that go out through the plant, so you don't want to be eating it. For over a year now, I have been detoxing high amounts of mold in my body. And believe it or not, I'm doing it with a green drink. I'm doing it with organic parsley, organic spinach, organic cilantro, ginger, a lemon, which I take the peel off, but I throw the whole thing into my blender, and one orange and a cucumber. And I drink that every morning, and I'll be darned, 80% of my mold is gone.
Wow.
So that'll show you how the body wants to heal if you give it the right stuff.
Well, folks, that is a recipe for you to write down and then go out and get the ingredients into. You know, I mean, choice is yours.
And you can
course.
Look me up on YouTube and hear me talking about this.
Okay.
You don't see me making it because I was going through a remodel at my house at the time that I did it. But you can actually watch me talking about what goes into the green drink. And it's great for getting some of the toxins out of your body.
Okay, so we've shared so much, but you know, Cheryl, you told me a very interesting story about Bugs Bunny and GMOs. Why don't you share that with the audience?
When I first started researching, I had a lot of pushback that we've been doing engineering of food forever. And I was told a story that ended up not being totally correct, but it's still worth telling, that in the 1930s, when color cartoons first started coming out, Bugs Bunny was on the train on his way to Cucamonga, and he was holding an orange carrot, and it made the United States go wild that up until that point, carrots were different colors, and people only wanted orange, so they genetically engineered carrots to be orange. So it is true that carrots have been genetically engineered, have been engineered, not genetically engineered, but it ends up that started in the year about 1000, where they took all the colors and worked on them until the main color that people wanted was orange, and so that's what we grew up thinking of as a carrot. And now all the old heirloom colors are coming back, but by being engineered, it just meant that they were selectively making the plant eventually turn out to be orange. They were not making the carrot something that it never would have become naturally. So genetic, regular engineering has gone on since the beginning of time. That's how farmers got bigger yields way back in the year 600. Mm-hmm. Genetic engineering means they actually have scientifically changed the entire structure of that plant. So it is not something that would have happened naturally, and they have done it by using chemicals and other things that have made it not to be nearly as healthy, and actually it does your body some damage. So you cannot confuse engineered with genetically modified, because they are not the same thing. And you'll hear people say, we've been doing this forever and it's not going to hurt you. That's not true. So you need to know that what they're doing to our food is not good for you. And there really is no argument against it. You need to buy real food that is, and it's an heirloom, by the way, means that it's from the original seeds. So heirloom is really good, but even heirloom can be not organic. It can be sprayed with pesticides and herbicides. So you want, heirloom that's organic is ideal, because that's the original plant with all of the goodies that that plant was meant to give us.
Wow, we get tricked every which way, don't we?
If you go to my website, I did a free one-hour course that includes the top deceptions that we have been fed that I was blown away about, things that I thought were known truths that are just marketing that are not true at all. So if you go to my website, go follow the link, sign up for the Learning Center that the hour is in, and then sign up for the class. It's on video, and you can watch it at your convenience. I talk about the top deceptions and where the biggest poisons are in our life, not just food, but also other products that we use. It's a great introduction to start your awareness that everything you use, you need to be conscious of, because, again, it can make you well or it can make you sick. And it's important to get educated so you know which is which.
Okay, and that website is Cheryl M. Health Muse, all one word, .com. Cheryl M. healthmuse.com. Cheryl, boy, we're at the end of our time together, but you know, it's been so informative. And folks, I want to let you know that when Cheryl comes back the next time, which will be about, you know, month and a half from now, we're going to be talking about a continuation of Food Quality Matters, but we're going to be talking about processed foods, fast foods, and cooking and why it's so important. And then perhaps we could also talk about if you have to eat at a restaurant, what you need to do. So Cheryl, thank you so much for your time and for your information. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm very passionate for everybody to learn what I learned, because I don't want anybody to wake up in the pain that I woke up in 7 years ago. So if I, you know, everything you do that lowers your toxic load is one step closer back to health. So remember that. This is just the first level of what you can do to help your body be healthy.
And folks, you don't have to do it all in one fell swoop. You know, integrate what you can when you can. And once you integrate it, keep that part up and just build upon it. And, you know.
Yeah, it took me 5 years.
Okay. So, you know, you don't have to be a zillionaire in order to embrace a healthy life. You can get healthy one step at a time, which is great. So, Cheryl, thank you. The audience, I thank you for being with me. The divine in me honors the divine in you as we collectively get over it and start having better health. If you're interested in a consultation, this is an intuitive consultation, not a health one. If you want a health one, call Cheryl. You want an intuitive consultation, call me. That number is 888-240-6057. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself and make that call. And remember that the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of love. Abundant blessings, light and love to all. Namaste.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.